Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turtletaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. We're coming to you today from the Singapore SCCE Basic Compliance and Ethics Academy. Joining me here is Louis Perrault. Louis is the Global Compliance Counsel from Jabil Inc. Louis, thanks for taking time away from the Academy to talk to me.
Hi, Adam. Thank you.
So we're going to talk today about compliance challenges in Africa. For those of you listening, Louis is based in South Africa and has worked in compliance there and actually globally for a lot of years now. It's a broad topic we raise, and I know Africa is a continent, not a country. But are there any common issues that you see across the continent that compliance people need to be aware of?
Yes, Adam, I don't think Africa is that much different from the rest of the world. I think we all share common challenges, not just across Africa, but across the entire globe. It's all new regulations that get issued, especially in Africa. You'll see from a data privacy perspective and an anti-corruption perspective with organizations like the OECD that try to get standardized legislation across the world. And in Africa, it's not always easy to catch up with those, especially from an infrastructure perspective. There's quite a bit lacking. So they try to implement first world requirements in a third world environment. And that's quite a challenge for compliance officers, implementing those rules. I can still remember from my anti-money laundering days, you need to know your customers. And many customers in Africa doesn't have residential addresses. So how do you implement a rule like that? That's for me one of the challenges that I struggle most, with most, or most compliance office struggles with in Africa.
So are there some interesting country-based challenges that you've seen?
South Africa is a unique environment, given the current political situation and change of presidency. There's a lot of challenges in South Africa from a corruption perspective at the moment.
Anything other countries? We hear a lot about corruption in Nigeria, for example.
I suppose it is an issue across Africa dealing with corruption. I suppose there's many reasons for that: lack of infrastructure, lack of oversight and governance, and it's a huge challenge for compliance professionals across Africa to put the right processes in place and manage those risks, because it's a total cultural thing and a mindset thing that we need to get changed. And as I mentioned, people always think it's only in the government space that those type of things happen, and it's not the case. It's also in private sector, and I don't think we are entitled to show point fingers to government if we don't have it right in the private sector as well.
Good point. Now, one of the things, not to dwell too much on the corruption challenges, is simultaneous with that has been a lot of transition that goes on in terms of changes. South Africa, most notably, the former president's left office. I think there's a potential trial pending, correct, for him?
That's correct, yes. He's appeared in court a couple of times and has been postponed. Can't recall the number of corruption charges that's laid against him. There's quite a significant number. And I think he's got a lot to account for.
So for a compliance officer who's working for an organization that's got operations in South Africa, given all the changes there, is there anything that they should be thinking about in particular?
Yeah, if you look at South Africa, governments come and go, or presidents come and go, but we have some really great legislation in place. And I think with a new president in place, those type of things might just start getting enforced. I think the biggest issue is enforcement and cronyism. If you look at the former president that's being charged at the moment, none of those irregular things that happened under his watch was prosecuted or enforced from a regulator perspective, and that might change. So anybody coming into the country doing investment or doing business in South Africa need to be aware of the different pieces of legislation. And under the new incoming president at the moment, it looks like it's one of the things they're really trying to change. The president already started making changes to all the state-owned entities, the different boards, and the chairperson sitting on those boards, and it's amazing to see the change in that.
Let's move off the topic of anti-corruption. Another key risk area where there's been a lot of activity globally has been in the area of privacy. And privacy compliance. What are you seeing going on in the privacy arena in the African setting?
Let's kick off with South Africa. In South Africa, we have really good legislation in place to regulate data privacy issues. It's a fairly new law. It's called the Protection of Personal Information Act. It is coming into force probably 2 years ago, I think. The government's currently setting up the regulator, and the regulator's looking at regulations to issue under this piece of legislation. And it's in line with European data laws and same as in Canada, and I think it's actually built on those. That the foundation of our laws is based on those principles. And it's very similar to other pieces of legislation around the world in the sense of, you know, it regulates collection of data, the processing of data, and the protection of data.
All right, so one last question. Are there any pitfalls compliance officers need to avoid and be aware of when operating there?
There's no specific pitfall that comes to mind. I think just, you know, in general, compliance officers operating in Africa and South Africa just need to be aware, you know, it's like the rest of the world, be aware of the current political environment where you operate, be aware of the customs of the people, and, you know, most importantly, understand the local laws. You know, if you don't understand the rules of the environment that you're operating, you're definitely gonna, you know, have a tough time getting your company compliant. And then again, you know, getting buy-in from the senior management and the board is one of the most important things to launch a compliance program. And for me, that's probably one of the biggest pitfalls, not just in Africa but across the globe. Have the support, make sure that the company have the right culture by getting the senior execs to support that publicly in your company. And just to tie that back to the current South African environment, you know, I know we've talked about anti-corruption, but with a new president in place, that's one of the things that he on a regular basis publicized, that there's going to be a zero tolerance for those type of things. And that's the only way you're going to change your culture. He's currently busy changing the culture in South Africa. And if you bring that back into private business, you know, your CEOs needs to follow suit, similar to our president at the moment.
Yeah, you know, I think you raise a lot of good points there. I mean, for one that you touched on is that just because maybe you have top management's approval and support at headquarters doesn't mean you can neglect the local leadership. That you have to make sure that they're on board. And then secondly, one thing I think that not only compliance people, but all of us in our personal lives and elsewhere think is we tend to think of the world around us as something of a steady state and not realizing that changes do happen and you've got to be prepared for them.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, there's a lot of changes going on around individuals and companies, but everything comes back to your value system and one's value shouldn't change, and any changes external to your values should not have an impact on your values. And if your values are good and strong, you will always make the right decisions.
Great. Well, thank you for making what I think was the right decision, which is to sit down and talk with us today. Thanks to all of you who hopefully made the right decision by listening. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA saying, I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspective.
Thank you, Adam.